So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Hamudr Hanoa Mechaveiroi. In the case in which the Mudr is prohibited in all benefits from his friend, Lo Yashileno, Velo Yashal Mimeno, Lo Yalveno, Velo Yilva Mimeno, Velo Yimkoloi, Velo Yikach Mimeno. The Mudr may not lend to or borrow returnable items from the Madr, and the Mudr may not lend to or borrow money from the Madr, and the Mudr may not sell to or buy items from the Madr. We are following the Ran's Girsa and explanation. The Gemara explains, Lo Yishal Mimeno, Velo Yilva Mimeno, Velo Yikach Mimeno, De Komahani Lei. We understand why the Mudr may not borrow or buy from the Madr, because the Mudr benefits. However, in the reverse cases of Lo Yashileno, Velo Yalveno, Velo Yimkurloi, why is the Mudr not allowed to lend or sell to the Madr? The Mudr doesn't benefit, it's the Madr who benefits. If so, why are these transactions Asr? The Gemara offers two explanations. The Mishnah refers to a case in which they each made a neder not to benefit from the other. Therefore, these transactions are asr both ways, because they are each mudr hana from the other. According to this pshat, only the mudr is asr to benefit from the madr, but the madr is generally mutter to benefit from the mudr, but in this case, they're both a mudr. However, Abaye Amar, Gzera lishol mishum lahashol v'chem b'kulu gzera. According to Abaye, the Madr is also asr to benefit from the Mudr because of a gzera that if the Mudr lends to the Madr, he may come to borrow from the Madr as well, from which he does benefit. The Ran explains that the Chacham only initiated a gzera for these transactions mentioned in our Mishnah because le'mashm lo le'inshi delitzri. People do not consider them to be significant benefits, which are asr. However, the Chachamim did not initiate a gzera regarding a matana, a gift, or similar benefit, because mashmalul inshi delitzru, people know that these are benefits which are awesome. Zok the Mishnah, amaloi hashalini parascha, amaloi eina penuya. A person approached his friend and asked to borrow his cow, and the friend responded that his cow is not available. Amar kainim sadai shani cherish bala oilam. The borrower became infuriated and made a neder that I will never plow this field with this cow again. If the neder was accustomed to plow his field himself, only he is prohibited to plow the field with this cow, but all others are permitted to plow his field with this cow for him, because as the Ran explains, his intention was to prohibit his plowing only. However, if the neder was not accustomed to plow his field himself, but by employing others, all are prohibited to plow the field with this cow, because his intentions were to prohibit benefiting from any plowing of his field with this cow. The Mishnah continues, if someone is prohibited by a neder to benefit from his friend, and he does not have what to eat, the mother approaches a grocer that knows him, and he may tell him, so-and-so is forbidden to benefit from me, and I do not know what to do for him. The grocer may give the mudr food because, as the Ran explains, the grocer is not the mother's agent because he did not instruct the grocer to give food. Therefore, the mudr benefits from the grocer, not from the mother. And the grocer may even accept payment from the mother, and the grocer is still not considered the mother's agent, because the mother made no commitment and is not obligated to pay the grocer. In a similar case, the mudr needs workers to either build his house or fence or to reap his field, but he does not have money to pay them. The mother approaches the workers and tells them that so-and-so is a mudr hana for me, and I don't know what to do. The workers, understanding the hint, may perform work for the mudr and even take payment from the madr, as in the previous case, because lav shlichusi avid. The Mishnah continues with another case. If they were traveling where there's no grocer, and the mudr does not have food to eat, the madr may give food to another person as a gift, and that person in turn may give the food to the mudr, because lav midide mishani. The mudr benefits from the other person, not from the madr. Im eini moam achar, manich ala sela oy ala geder, v'oim harehin mufkarin l'chol mishayachpitz. Ba'alo noitel v'oichel. If there are no other people there, The mother puts the food on a stone or fence and declares, this food is hefker, ownerless for all that want it. The mudah may then take the food and eat it, because la medidei mesani. The mudah benefits from hefker, not from the mother. Rabbi Yosi Iser. Rabbi Yosi disagrees in this last case and says that the mudah may not take the food. The Gemara discusses Rabbi Yosi's reasoning and cites a brisa. Amar Rabbi Yosi, a masai bezman shenadru koydim lehefker, aval im hayefker koydim lenedru harizim mutter. Rabbi Yosi says that when the mother was mafker after he made the neder, the mudah is aser. However, when the mother was mafker before he made the neder, the mudah is mutter. Rabbi Yechon initially explains that Rabbi Yosi holds that the food does not become hefker immediately, because hefker kematana. Hefker is similar to a matana. Ma matana adashi mishus noisin lishus makabel hanoisin yochalachshavoy. In the case of a gift, it certainly remains the property of the giver until the recipient acquires it, and until then he can retract. Af hefker adashi lishus zeicha hamafker yochalachshavoy. So too in the case of hefker, the mafker owns the item until the zeicha takes it, and until then he can retract. Therefore, nidre koydim lehefkeri aser, because mididei misani. The mudah benefits directly from the mother, not from hefker. However, hefker koydim lenidre mutter, because kol haneder in daitai al mashe hefker. The mother does not intend to make the neder for items that are already hefker. And the chacham disagree with Rabbi Yosi, and they hold that mederaisa, the food does become hefker immediately, because hefker lav kamatana. Hefker is not similar to a matana. Indeed, matana de asim reshus neisin reshus mekabel haneisin yochel achzaboy. However, hefker ad the osler shazeicha mafker in yochel achzaboy. The mafker does not own the hefker item once he declared it ownerless, and he cannot retract it. Therefore, the mudah may then take the food and eat it, because lav mididei misani. However, the Gemara proves from a brisa that kol haneider daitei nami amasha hefker. The mother does intend to make the neder, even for items that are already hefker. Therefore, Rava concludes that all agree that midiraisa, the food, does become hefker immediately, because hefker lav kamatana. However, Rabbi Yosi's reasoning is that only midrabanan does the food not become hefker, because as the Ran explains, anan sahadi the afker kedeshi is kamuder. It's apparent that the mother was only mafker, so that the mudah should be able to benefit from it, in which the chacham initiated that the food does not become hefker. Gzeiru mishum maisa de beis chayrin. As the Ran explains, osi lemishri afilahechad am beferish. There's a concern that a mother will be mafker and specify that the hefker is only for the mudah, as in the incident that occurred in the town of Beis Chayrin, in which midiraisa in the hefker. Therefore, says Rabbi Yosi, nidri koydim lefkeroi aser, because ik gzeiru. He was mafker after he made the neder in which there is a gzeira. However, hefker koydim lenidri mutter, because like a gzeira, he was mafker before he made the neder in which there is no gzeira. The Chacham disagree with Rabbi Yosi and say that even midirabanan, the food always becomes hefker, because like gzeirin, the Chacham did not initiate such a gzeira.